Blog Talk Radio. times I walked around and I pray, teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask for wisdom, teach mother to pray. And I pray, and I pray, I pray that your will be done.
He needs to learn to pray.
And I pray for the brothers and the sisters.
Back in there, getting ready to get started on another Sabbath day. I'm your host, Ronald Bod, out trying to, you know, bring some more enlightenment and joy into Israel, man, and more understanding and edification. We do have to apologize that we're starting a little late, man. We got off, I think that kind of lost track of the time and what was going on, but I think we're here. We're ready to get started, man. I'm not going to delay. We're going to get to the point of what we're going over. You know, we're going to start out by thanking all the schools out there, all the brothers and sisters out in Israel right now that are out trying to spread this word, from brothers to doing the shows to everything else out there. We want to make sure that we're supporting not more just prayer, but also financially, also by tuning in and allowing ourselves to get more education, more enlightened. So I don't know if Gabar Kawar is there, can hear you, but if you can hear, brother, go ahead and call in so we can patch you into the show. If not, we're going to go ahead and get ourselves ready. We're going to kind of go into a little more of what we talked about. What was last Friday or the Friday before, but so we're going over the scriptures on cleaning your mind. You know what I'm saying? And knowing that the world we live in and how wicked the world is we live in, to now be able to start to deal with the fact that I know the environment, and until I can change, or if I'm not able to so much leave this world, we got to figure out how to clean up ourselves and also the environment that you live in. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to come out of this world. We're supposed to now, but we're born here, like we're reading. We're born in a negative environment. If I change the environment, it makes it a lot easier to work on changing and cleaning up myself. So if my environment is clubs and partying, or the group that I hang out with does a lot of drugs and worldly things that way, well, let me change that environment. Let me pull myself out of those environments so that now if I change the environment, it's a lot easier to work on myself spiritually. So I'm going to go here, trying to get started, man. What you doing, Ollie? Hold on 1 second. I do apologize, everybody. Had to get a distraction real quick, get rid of that, and I'm good to go. So we're going to start this show. Here we go. Okay, we're going to start, Psalms. Okay, Matthew chapter 15 is where I'll start that. And the reason I want to go over this, man, because I want us to pick up the same mind frame that we started out before. how we defile, how is a man's mind defiling you? And most of the time, it's the things we've learned, it's the environments that we've been around. We start watching these environments, and we're like, hey, I don't realize that my environment has had an effect on me. It's like wearing white and walking into mud or walking to a dirty area. It doesn't matter how hard we try to stay clean. Area is defiled or dirty. I can tiptoe. I can stand in one place, and because I'm in this one place, nothing is defiling me. And what's going to happen is I'm still going to get dirty by virtue of the fact that from dust to everything else, you're going to get dirty. People know that even for showering. You have to shower every day because you can feel the grit and the grind. Even when you say, I'm not doing anything. Maybe the fact that I'm not doing anything, but because I'm in this environment, it's now have cold and environment. So we're learning now, the more we work to change our environment, change the things around, the people we're around, we'll see that will itself have an effect to, or not effect, but it will start putting me on that road to cleaning myself up, because it's going to play a big effect. So I'm going to start at Matthew chapter 15. Okay, Matthew chapter 15. I'm just going to my Bible real quick here. And we're going to start at verse Matthew chapter 15. And we're going to start at verse 18. Right? I'm going to start up. I'm sorry, that's 15. 15 and 15. Then answered Peter and said unto me, declare unto us this parable. And the parable was the parable of let me see which parable he's talking about. one second. I ain't read this whole story yet. It says, they came there. Let me get to the point of what he was saying. It says, they came to the disciples and they had knowing. So then, I'm starting verse 12. Then came his disciples and said unto him, know thou what the Pharisees were offended. It says, know that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, doth shall fall into a ditch. We're reading a story to where you look at it was an influence. You have an influence of elders and their traditions. Because if you keep reading this story on point, it tells you about those traditions and that's growing in this environment or those traditions. I'm going to start up. I'm going to start Matthew 15, verse 1. Then came to Yahweh's side, scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why did our disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they washed their hands, for they wash not their hands when they eat bread. And he said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandments of the Most High by your traditions? And I like the point that we're building into is because a lot of us at this point, we are a product of tradition. And what I mean by that is our diet. Let's take our diet. Our diet is a product of tradition. That's why if it's pork and food, if it's from the soul food would be greens and chitlins and all that, all those cornbread and pig feet. That those are the foods of our traditions. If it be tacos, if it be enchilada, those are all foods, chorizo. Those are all foods of our tradition. And I'm loving what Christ is pointing out because he's showing that just like the Pharisees did is an occasion to us. We transgress the commandments of the Most High by our traditions. If we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the holidays, the traditional holiday, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Mother's Day, Halloween, these traditions, which seem normal in the way we do things now, we don't realize a lot of those traditions are going against the commandments of the Father. And we're born in those environments where the tradition that we've learned, the customs and the traditions that we've learned, we don't realize that because I don't know the commandments of the Father, I just stop to realize that, man, I've been going against the Father, fighting to hold on to my traditions. And that's no different than what it was before, even in the churches back then or the synagogues back in Christ's times. Christ is showing them a lot of y'all's traditions go against the commandment of the Father. No different than it's Easter Sunday, Sunday worship. Hell, there was no Sunday worship in the Bible. Worship was on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day was on the seventh day, not the first day. So in all these different traditions that we've learned, we've not realized in our tradition, a lot of our traditions make us go against the commandments of the Father. And the Christ was showing the disciples, the Pharisees, the same thing, that a lot of y'all's traditions have transgressed. They've gone against the commandments of the Father. Verse 4, for the Most High commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother. And he that curses his father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me. He's showing them one thing. The Most High said to do it one way, and religion or the traditions that we've learned have taught us to do it a different way, to honor the Father a different way. So when you looked at being cleaned up, we had to now get to the point that being cleaned up is learning the commandments of the Father and not so much holding on and trying to hold on to these traditions that go against the Father. Now, how do I know that my tradition goes against the Father? Well, that's where class and learning and understanding the Bible and being taught the Bible, the more I read about what pleases the Father, I'm going to learn that the things that please the Father are what's going to help me clean myself up and not defile myself in these traditions. Now I'm keep reading. We get down to verse 10. What was that? Verse 8. It said, these people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Because in my heart, I'm still following traditions. And I'm sitting here saying in my mouth, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I praise the Lord. But the Most High, like, well, if you love me, keep my commandments. He didn't say, if you love me, keep those traditions. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And a lot of the Lord's commandments, we haven't learned what we hold on to are the traditions that we've grown up in. verse 9. It says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines and commandments of men. Here, baby. Teaching for doctrine and commandments of men. And that's a lot of what I was saying. The thing that has defiled us, and as we keep showing, the thing that has defiled us is that we've learned the traditions of men a lot more than we know the commandments of the Father. And then that process, even as we're in the truth, and we're, it first came in, you learned the things that you had been doing in the church and in life. You learned, well, hey, that is a tradition of men, or that is something that was in the world. I'm learning the Bible, and I'm finding out, wait, that goes against the Most High. This is not, these aren't his holidays. Day of Atonement, Hanukkah, Day of Atonement, Passover, things like those. Those are those high holy days that the Most High said we're supposed to honor. Now, Christmas and Easter and everything else, those are traditions, or those are things that are man-made. Not the commandments of the Father, but traditions and ceremonies that are man-made from men that we now hold today because the man introduced that, not the Father. So I want to make sure we're on that same page. Verse 10, and he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. It says, hear and understand. It says, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the man, this defileth the man. What comes out of that man is what's in his mind. What defiles is not just what goes in your mouth. And don't get me wrong. Eating pork, anytime I'm breaking the commandment, it's defiling me. And now we don't realize a lot of times when we speak, even in speaking and defending customs, when we'll do that, we'll watch family members that we've dealt with, and they can be defending the Christmas. They can defend Thanksgiving. They can defend, those are the things that I start to defend. The Most High was like, those are things that come out your mouth. This is what defiles a man. This is the thing that's defiling you because you're not realizing what you've learned. You've learned the things that go contrary in the ways are the things that are the commandments or the traditions of men. Verse 12, then came his disciples and said unto him, know thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying. He answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. That's why we can now go to the Bible. And all the traditions that weren't in the Bible, we're able to root them up. We're able to go into the book and show that these traditions and these things that are man-made are false. They're lies. And the lies and the false things that we follow today are the things that defile us. So going back to make my point, the fact that we grow up in a world and we allow the things that we've learned in this world, these are the things which have defiled our mind. I learned this in my mind, and now when I start breaking this stuff out or I start defending these things I'm doing or I'm starting to justify why I'm doing this and that in the Bible, the Most I like, you've been defending something that was a tradition or something that was made up by men, not the Father. Because we go to the Bible and we're able to now justify why we conduct ourselves the way we conduct ourselves, why we eat the way we eat, why we honor the Father the way we honor the Father, why do we dress the way we dress. All of it is honored. That's like going to church in a suit. You got the wrong dress, the wrong day, and the wrong dress. But I think that I'm worshiping the Lord on the right day, and I went out and got my Sunday best. That's a man-made tradition. That has nothing to do with the Most High. That has nothing to do with the Father. Now, because you have the Bible, we like to make people believe that because I have the Bible, that makes my custom or my tradition justified. And the Father's like, no, that tradition and the things that you do following men, you've only defiled yourself. And this is where the Most High showing us at that point, this Christ is trying to show them. This is where he said, leave them alone. All these fake preachers and all these cats out here that's holding on to their tradition, leave them alone. It says they be blind leaders of the blind. And we have to be conscious that I have to now look at my environment. And as I'm learning this book and I'm learning how to please the Father, I have to make sure that my environment is the one that I'm developing from the Bible and not this environment where the traditions of men and the commandments of men are what I'm fighting to hold on to. Because now I am the one that's creating a defile environment. Keep reading. I'm going to keep reading. It says, leave them alone. They'll be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. Keep reading down. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Yahweh said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever enter in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the dark. Verse 18, but those things which proceeded out of the mouth cometh from the heart, and they defile the men. Everything that we've been shown, everything that we've been taught, everything that we have been celebrated, most of the things that we've done, we did that because somebody told us this is important. Somebody said, this is what you have to, this is the life that you're supposed to live. And as much as I can look in my heart and say, man, I'm a good person, I'm not, if you're loyal, if you're not a serial killer, you might be doing any of those things, but it's still, the Most still showing you the environment that you were raised in, because you were raised without the commandments of the Father. That was a defiled environment, because the mind of the person that cultivated your environment was defiled. It was defiled because that person probably didn't have the commandments of the Father. No different than the Pharisees. They were not keeping the commandments of the Father. So the environment that they were creating was defiled. And those are the things we really do have to be conscious of. What things am I learning? And what am I promoting? What's in my heart? I need to learn the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Father. So I know that though it may seem right to me, and it may seem like, you know what, my parents taught me this, and you know, we'll always have that saying, you know, I feel like my parents tried their best, or my people raised me right. They raised me from the traditions of from the way that they were raised. You got parents that'll say that to their kids, I raised you better than that. Environment, well, just means that up to man's standard, this was a good environment. I was raised with morals. I hate using that word, because a person can say, I was raised with morals. I was raised with values. But I don't know what to value. I don't know what's important and what ain't important. So technically, I wasn't raised with morals. I wasn't raised with values. I was raised with traditions. We went to church on Sunday. We honored Easter Sunday. I made sure we got a haircut, we got our suits, or a nice dress, a hat. And I did all of that to honor the Most High. And that was that tradition that I learned, but I never went to the Bible to find out what dress or what day would truly honor the Father. I was never taught that. Hold on a second. Verse 19. It says, for out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts. Banging. I'm going to keep following the traditions or the hearts of men, what feels good to people. And this is why things in this world change up. This is why a lot of things are accepted. Now all of a sudden homosexuality is accepted. Abortion now. Now there are mixed feelings on abortion, or murder. If I shoot somebody, I can understand. I got a death sentence for that type of murder, but I can kill an unborn child, and now that's to be debated. See, we're living, and it depends on what's in that person's heart, and that is the world that we've been in. We've been in the world where laws are made based on what's in that person's heart. We need to change this law, because I feel like there are many people that feel like this law was good for that time. But now we have to amend this law. We got to change this, change that. So all of a sudden, we don't realize that because we've been following men's heart, or we've been following what society projects to be, this is something that should be changed. Now it says gay rights. When the Bible said a man that laid out on a man was supposed to be put to death. Now, I feel like that's too hard. In my heart, that is wrong. So if I feel like murder is wrong, killing this person is wrong, well, let's protect them and let's give them now their rights. There's a do's and don'ts that you can do against them. It's what they're now given a chance, an opportunity. They can marry, and this is that. I get it. That is something that came from your heart, not necessarily right and wrong. But the Most said, this is the environment that is defiling me. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemy. It says, these are the things which defile a man. It says, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. This wasn't about the food. It was about we're ready to look at a brother as wicked because he didn't wash his hands. He was like telling the apostles, even y'all don't understand. This isn't about, I'm not just pushing them, you washing your hands and not washing your hands. I'm pushing us, making the focus, cleaning up your mind. Because you can have the cleanest hands. You can groom and take care of yourself. You got the best looking suit. You got the best hat, best dress with the hat on. You can live in the best environment. And a lot of that, we end up doing that. Now, to be rich, you must know what you're talking about. So you got from athletes to movie stars to everything else. Now, this person is a humanitarian. Or this person, because of their riches now, man, for the life they live, they must know what they're talking about because they got here. They have this. They have the cars. They have the homes. They have the wealth, the success. So they must have some type of wisdom. But now I'm a ball player, and the standard now is for every ball player to damn near tap my whole body up. Kids coming in, and they come in the league to play ball, all of a sudden they got tattoos all over the damn place. And you're like, wait a minute, when did that become the standard? Or when was that righteous? No, that was a tradition. Because now, I don't know, you look harder. The tattoos are supposed to be a status symbol. The more tats you got, the more money you got. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't even know where that thinking is coming from. But this is what the Most High was showing us. The things that come out of men's hearts, somebody thought that was cool, and how they passed it on. No different than they thought it's cool to promote homosexuality on TV now. But somebody thought that was cool from the dress and how they carry themselves to everything else. Now, that evil thought, defiled thought, is what is defiling men. But we're focusing on washing hands. We're focusing on the make sure we dress proper and everything else, rather than looking at my environment and how defiled my environment is and how much suffering has come from my environment. Everybody, part of getting this truth, all your suffering came from the environment you lived in. I don't care if you grew up in church. I don't care if you grew up in the family, the whole nine. That the tradition was defiled. It wasn't a focus on getting that book and cleaning yourself up. The focus was the image of being clean. But you got daughters that was touched by their brothers or touched by their damn father, all because his heart, his mind was never being worked on. But he still looked like a righteous man. He was in church. He had the dress. He was cleaned up, clean shaven, nice shoes, that nice little car, created a nice environment for his family. But he's defiled. He got down low brothers. The pastor's a down low dude. He's got these cravings and he got things in him that he has not been able to clean up. But he is a righteous man because he's in church every Sunday with his suit on. Got his jewelry. Got a nice haircut. Nice car outside. Nice home. And he's got the Bible in his head. Got a cross on his neck. So in all of that, that's a person that will stop and say, you know what? From the outside, this person looks washed. But all our suffering came because that person's mind truly was. He had a lot of negative thoughts. They just weren't. There was no one with the ability to open the Bible up and show this person right from wrong. So that now I'm just not dressed and trying to look clean. I really am working on cleaning up myself so that now the environment that I develop, the environment that I create is not a defiled one. So from there, let that go, and I'm going to go to Psalms chapter 119. Psalms 119, and we're going to start in verse 9, all right? Psalms 119, and we're going to start in verse 9. This is the question is asked. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? His thinking, his way of doing things. How do you clean up your way? Because our methods and our habits, if we understood that this is what's defiling us, that environment that was created off of our thoughts, or our the whole nine, if this is what defiled us, then the question is, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? I'm going to read on. It says, by taking heed there to thy word. So the more that I now start listening to the Bible or building an environment building an environment that is built, living right in the eyes of the Most High. The only way to develop an environment that's built on righteousness in the eyes of the Most High, you have to listen to the word. You have to follow the commandments. You have to be in that Bible, applying this Bible to your life. We have to make the Bible our tradition. That has to become our tradition, because the more the scriptures in Christ's life and the apostles' life and the people in the Bible, as we look at the way they live their lives, and now I follow that tradition, I'm learning how to please the Father. Can you want to look about the book? You can look at that Bible, and you can just look at the Most High gave us the law, but he also left examples in the Bible for us to follow to show us how to keep the commandments of the Father. So when you look at the prophets and the apostles, and you look at the example of Christ and Paul and the rest of the patriarchs of the Bible, they were those examples of how they lived their life. And if we followed those examples, we would learn how to please the Father. Now, at what point, if I want to clean up my way, then I have to learn how to follow their traditions, not these traditions that are made up from the world. Verse 10, For with whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. We stay defiled because we have wandered from the commandments. We have now come in here and we started to accept more of the world. So we'll look at the things in the world that the world is looking to say it's okay. Like a good one. If it could be marijuana. What is marijuana thing? Because when I grew up, marijuana was a bad thing. It was considered to be illegal. So we was young and you doing little naughty things like stealing a cigarette when you're young or you drinking. We smoked a joint. We had a nickel bag in the pocket and be like, oh, man, we got to hide this. You feel like you was riding dirty and doing something bad because you understood that was legal. So we come back to society now, and they're like, you know what? There ain't nothing wrong with it. So you know what we start doing? Instead of looking at the Bible and the Most High said not to defile your temple, we'll say, you know what? Well, how can I take the new thing that's going on in this world and make that okay with the Father? So you watch cats come up with all kinds of things. Well, it's from the earth. It's an herb. It's natural. It's for this use. You know, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Well, you know, okay, what about if we use it in a different way, or we put it in food? Whatever it may be, don't get me wrong, I'm not justifying, I'm not sitting here trying to bring out points of what we've learned. We've learned from the world to justify the things that we do, because we've watched that. But I am going to look at, we've lived our lives without the laws of the Most High. And all this time, we've grown and been raised in a defiled environment. Our life started out defiled. So when it started out defiled, this is what we've passed on to our children, the whole nine. So as the world is getting worse, it's getting more defiled, we're not teaching our children, nor are we living by the commandments of the Father. We've gotten more away from the commandments, or we're not making studying in class and us being in that book the tradition that we're passing down to our kids. So because that's not the tradition, the only thing they know is how to live defiled. And then all that's justified. Smoking weed is like, well, you know what, I needed something to deal with my anxiety. So now that's why I smoke weed. I smoke weed not because it's calming. because I'm bipolar. I'm like, all these self, all we can, we're the best people at self-diagnosing ourselves and figuring out what we need based on what somebody suggested. Based on what somebody suggested. Then it'll be, forget marijuana, it'll be harder drugs now. I got to go to the white man. I got to go to, I need to go see a psychiatrist for half the issues that I'm dealing. And then, so I need him to prescribe me something to help me deal with my mind. I'll never say, you know what, maybe I need to change the environment I live in. I need to change some of these traditions and start learning the commandments of the Father. And start following and patterning my life after the examples that are in this book. Because this is how we're supposed to be cleaned up. I'm going to read on. Verse 11. Thine word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With thy lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. That's where our mind is supposed to be, so I don't live in sin. So I'm not making mistakes of the Father because I've hid my mind. But where do you hide it? You hide your mind in the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Father. Because my mind stays there. Now, I am not sinning against the Most High because I'm learning how to pattern myself after the prophets and apostles of the Bible. I'm learning how to pattern myself after the commandments of the Father so I don't live in sin. Verse 13. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. Because that's, I love what we're reading, because that's most of the time where people are rejoicing. They rejoice in their riches. We think because of the more of the money that I get, I must be doing something right, or the Most High is blessing me. The Most High is looking at us like, I'm not blessing you because of the riches you got. You're supposed to rejoice in the way of thy testimony. So it's the things that now we are being taught that are saving us from the things that we're out here going to go through, and we continue to go through them because I'm not allowing myself to pattern myself after the commandments or the traditions of the Most High. What I'm doing is I'm trying to now I give myself to everything else. I am on Netflix. I am mentally everywhere else. But following the commandments of the Father, so in my life, there are less mistakes. In our children's lives, there are less mistakes and less suffering for them because they're following half of the traditions that I suffered behind. I'm going to go down. Now I'm going to jump down to verse 71. One second. Let me get this. Verse 71. It says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Everybody that's coming to the street, from the things I was going through in the world, the Most I said was good. The script David said, it was good that I was afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes. I needed to go through things so that in going through them, I'm able to stop and say, you know what? I need to learn the right way to live. I'm tired of the condition I'm living in. It's time for me to learn the right way of doing things. Verse 72, it says, the law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. He's like, man, all the riches in the world cannot compare to now a righteous life. Because in that righteous life, the less of the things that I am suffering, come on, I'm going to block talk. the things that I'm suffering, the Most High says, it's better for me to lessen that by learning to live right than all the riches and of gold and silver that I can have. That's why we're in that spirit of, you know what, I'd rather learn to live right so that the things that I'm, we're watching people suffer. Come on, y'all. I'm almost there.
Yeah. Can you take a look at that? Please, I'm in class. I'm in blog talk. What do y'all got to grab? Please, baby. Yeah.
Sorry about that. It says, who is that, 70, I'm in the 70, 71 again. It says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. My hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. This is the life that we have not, this is what we don't, haven't seen. We'll watch less suffering go on with us because I'm allowing the Father to use his commandments. I'm allowing the Father to use the examples that have been put in this book. I need to let him fashion me, not the world. So we come from what's keeping us defiled is that we've allowed, and it's not even we allowed it. You had no, however environment you were brought in as a baby, that was the environment that fashioned you. I want everybody to understand that. So if you look at the things that have happened to you in your life, you have to start looking at the environment that you were fashioned. And then also as parents, we got to do the same thing for our kids. Everything that they're going to go through in life is going to be based off of the environment that we fashioned them in. The more and more that we operate using the commandments of the Father, and we let that be the traditions that we follow. We let that be our tradition. What's going to happen is you watch what people grow up, and they're suffering because I just didn't know. I didn't know that this was going to affect me this way. I didn't know that this was going to hurt me. This was going to hurt me. Because you have, and I keep jumping on the homosexuality thing. You got people even today that they chose that life. They chose that feminine side. Man, they were like, man, you know what? I was different, and I want to be different. I want it to be like this. In my heart, this negative in my heart, and these feelings that I followed, but most of them like, wow, okay, you follow that feeling. Now, as men sleep with men, damn, you caught AIDS. Now the AIDS epidemic is out. Okay, damn, where is this coming from? Men sleep with men. Because there's a burn in my heart. But I grew up like that. I was young with them feelings. That means what should have been in your home as a child was the law, statutes, and commandments of the Father. Because at least if somebody would have taught me right from wrong, I could have been shaping there. But I wasn't. The scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he won't depart. If you've been fashioned a certain way, that's who you're going to be. That is the guy or the girl that you're going to be based on how you were fashioned. And if you didn't have the law, statutes, commandments, or the traditions of the Bible in your life, then you need to be fashioned that way. You got to now allow the words of the Most High to now mold you into a whole different person. and you'll watch less things go on. But having a good life, you got people, man, you know what's crazy? The riches isn't having a good life, because having riches ain't a good life. Because you got people that got money, but they're just jacked up things that happened to them. Half of them is on purpose. You look at it. All of a sudden, why is it I can be a singer or a rapper? I got, but when you listen to my music, the only thing I'm talking about is I'm on damn, what do you call them, blues? Them don't fit in all to everything else. You would think with all that money, why would you have to be strung out on this stuff? Or I'm drinking, or I'm jumping partners. I'm just confused. Because all the money in the world can't take away the pain and suffering that you're going to go through in your life because you were not fashioned in righteousness. I would rather have peace of mind, a good life around me, not going through the suffering that this world brings. Girls getting raped, young men, these got to put on a dress so they got to punk themselves out just to succeed. You look and say, man, where's all this? Look at the worst world is defiled, is wicked. But because we are fashioned in those environments, and you start watching people, and the more you start looking at their life, and you start I'm using that phrase, peeling back them layers, learning this about this person. Yeah, this little girl, man, this young girl, she's the way she is now. Why would happen? I mean, her father molested her when she was young. What are you talking about? How did that spirit get in that house? Well, he was probably molested. None of this was cleaned up. And the answer is, well, I'm going to get money, I'm going to get rich, I'm going to go to college, and I'm going to move out that environment. I'm never going back. That is the answer to every problem in this for us on earth, is get money. If I can get rich and I can move out of this environment, I can make a better life. I can make a better life. That's that phrase. I can make a better life for my family because I got them up out the ghetto. I got them up out of that environment. And I don't even realize that on my road to having that better life, all I did was bring that environment with me. I just brought a defiled environment with me. That's all I did. And then it's so bad. The way we cheat our kids is we make that shit seem like it's cool. We're smoking in front of our kids like it ain't nothing, because that's cool. We'll get high in front of our kids. We'll sit up and drink, get fucked up. We'll dress like a wheel. If you empty your clothes, it's cool. We teach our kids gangbang signs and every damn thing else, because we try to make that shit seem like that shit is cool. That's what we're doing. Now, when they suffer behind it, all you did was bring the hood, you brought the street, you brought that pain and suffering that you was going through, that you was running from, you're the one that brought that shit right into your home. Because that's what you learned, and that's, you were fashioned there. But God says, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. Yes, I was brought on this earth, but I still have to learn the commandments of the Most High so that I can be fashioned in righteousness. I can be fashioned, truly fashioned, the way the Most High intended us to be from the beginning. They that fear thee. Hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
You are with me, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm in Psalms chapter 119 and verse 74.
Okay.
Psalms 119 and 74.
Psalms 119 and 74.
Right. Read that for me real quick. I'm glad you called. Now I didn't know how to merge you in.
All right. Okay. Psalms 119 and verse 74, and it reads,
right.
They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word.
He said, they that fear thee, they that fear the Most High, they will say, amen. They that fear the Most High in Christ, they will be glad when they see me. He said, because I have hoped in thy word, we will be a good example. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me. They see another righteous man. They see a man who allowed the Bible to pattern himself. That's what the Most High loved, the Most High said about David. He said, I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. It was about the mistakes, but I allowed the culture and the tradition of my life to be about learning to do right in the eyes of the Most High. So even when I make a mistake, I always bounce back. I'm always constant. Let me work to get myself back right. Get back to who I'm supposed to be, that righteous man of the Most High. Verse 35, 75. Read that one.
Psalms 119, verse 75, and it reads, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me.
Read on.
76. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant.
So it's showing you, this is where our blessing is coming from. So come from now. I had to come out of that defiled environment that I have been born in, that I was fashioned in. I was fashioned in that environment and not realizing the Most High made me, but he also was expecting me to learn his commandments. So now I can live a blessed life. Keep reading.
Time, 77, excuse me. Psalms 119 and 77, and it reads, let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight.
He said, but now you're going to understand how the law became a delight. All of the things that we look in this world, man, and if this world was operating behind the keeping the commandments of the Father, this world would be delightful. It'd be merciful. There'd be a lot of kindness, comfort. All these things will be coming to us because we learn to keep the commandments of the Father. But because we don't, and there's a scripture that says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. It says, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. All it means is the people that are, if the righteous, if the Bible, if the laws of the Most High were the authority, people would rejoice. But because there's no law, or the Most High's law doesn't bear rule, this is why people mourn. This is why people are suffering in this world, because the commandments of the Father are not what bears rule. Meaning, we don't open up law books and it's the Bible or it's the Most High's laws being used to govern us. The wicked are bearing rules. So every time they keep making now gay rights and now they made abortion legal. Also now some states now abortion is not. It's confusion. But all these different things, this is why people suffer, This is why, this is what's defiled our environment. Read on. Tell them where you at.
In Psalms 119, chapter 119, and verse 78.
That was 177. I'm sorry.
Todd. Okay.
177. Now from there, go to Proverbs. Okay. Go to Proverbs, chapter 30. And I want you to read verse, start at verse, start verse 3.
Proverbs chapter 30, starting at verse.
Wait, but hold on a second. Hold on a second. I want you to start at verse, I'm sorry. Start at verse 5.
Go on. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5.
That's what I want you to read. Read that.
Okay. And it reads, every word of the Most High is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
So if we wanted to stay clean, you can understand, if we wanted to stay pure, shit, bro, if I wanted to stay innocent, if I wanted to now, I'm not going to say innocent. What I'm going to say is if I wanted to avoid a lot of the things or people that are having to go through in their life. And you watch people today, man. Murder rate is high. You know, I mean, damn, man, people are alone. You know what's so crazy? You live in a world where the safest place for people now are being alone. That's the only safety they can find. But they can live their life on social media to everything else. Because where we used to be, there used to be a time when social interaction was what people looked for. It was looked for the parties. We looked for the clubs, right? But how then, you had a lot of social interaction, but you had to look out for, you went out on a date, on a date rate. You know what I'm saying? You looked out on fucking, you went out. You drop roofies in your drink, bro. You looked up, man. You could be at a party chilling, man. All of a sudden, you was there, and you got shot. Or got shot at, you know what I'm saying? At a house party. Or got jumped. Or something dumb went on. And you're like, man, you know what? There's so many things that happened in my life. I'm better off alone. I lock my little door. I close the door, lock my door up. I can just stay away from people. And we're in 2022. And the safest place for people now that they have come up with is just to be alone. Lock my door, and we interact from a screen. We are building a relationship from a computer screen. I mean, your profile, I'm typing to you, and you're typing back, and you're like, why are we doing this? Because it's safe. I got to screen the person out.
Right.
You look at that is the only thing in this world now that we have learned and developed, and now we pass on to our kids. Everything they making friends from the computer, from video games. On this video game, we built our friendship because we're safe. Cause I don't know what go on at your house. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what your parents is into.
Why?
The neighbors down the street can't even play outside together no more. Because I don't see people snatching kids up, kidnapping. They care. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, the world is bad. But I'm going over this because the Most High is trying to show us, he said, every word of the Most High is pure. He, the Most High, is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. The Most High is trying to show you, if you use me, if you use my word, if you follow and let that be the standard or the tradition, if you let that be the tradition of your home, It is a protection from a lot of shit that's going out here in this world. I know you're some plans. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Read on. Read verse 6.
Con, Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 6.
Okay. That was a good point, man. Be that group, that you that group, they call that group Naughty by Nature.
Right.
He said the whole, they tell you, man, the whole theme is their product of how they was raised.
Right.
Hip-hop era, the chains, the gremlins, they just grayed up rugged from the street.
Right.
And you're right, huh?
Yes, Con, I totally get that. You know, because the by nature part is how you were naturally brought up.
There you go. I was brought up this way, and no one ever said it was wrong. I did shit I was doing, but when I was young, no one ever said it was wrong. You know what I'm saying? No different, bro. No different than I was gay. And look at the mentality saying that, man. I always thought I was a woman, or I always thought I was a boy. Because no one ever said, no, you're not. That's wrong. And you do this now, but this is the repercussion of that. You know what? Homosexuality would have changed a long time ago if it was the laws of the Most High and faggots were getting put to death. It wouldn't be cool to be a faggot. But now I'm a glamorizing. You put them on the gold boots, man. They got the hair press on, you know. You got a whole city.
Yep.
The village.
P Valley.
New York. Come on, yep. Man. P Valley. Right. You got the village in New York glamorized. You got San Francisco glamorized. Now you got ATL glamorized. So every these places, everywhere, now you got cities where it's accepted, it is okay to go here and live comfortable and free as a homosexual, male or female. So you can go to doctors and get your gender changed. You get hormone shots and this, that, so you change your whole, you alter your appearance. So we live in a world where we're conditioned to accepting something that the Most High would ask where a lot of suffering is coming from. But you can't accept one thing and all of a sudden now you crying about, Mr. Johnson, you got AIDS. Oh, well, I'm not a homosexual. I'm sure you're not homosexual. What happened? Well, I was dating this girl, and some guy that she was sleeping with, the nigga was down low. He contracted it, passed it on to my woman. Now she passed it on to me. Now I got to live my life on these pills, or I just end up dying at a young age from this disease. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You're looking at it, but I am a product of my environment. A lot of the negativeness in us, we are products of our environment because we were not fashioned in righteousness like we were supposed to be. That was the intent. We were supposed to be born in a world and then fashioned in righteousness in that world, because that world was supposed to follow the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Father. You with me?
Fine. Yeah.
So now from there, go to John. John chapter 15 in the New Testament, right?
John chapter 15.
Uh-huh. And I want you to read verse.
John chapter 15, starting from the top, verse 1. And it reads, and it's in red, so it is Christ speaking. I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman.
But I like to remember this. We read earlier, when I first started this out, we was in Matthew. Christ was trying to show why men are defiled, because they don't have the Father. How we are defiling ourselves because we follow the traditions of men and not the commandments of the Father. Christ said, I am the true vine. If my Father is the husbandry, that means he was the one that fashioned me the way I am. No different than he is here to fashion us the way we're supposed to be. Read on.
St. John chapter 15 and verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
So you look at this right here. This is a cleaning process. If we're in this truth, if it's about being fashioned in righteousness in the eyes of the Most High, then I have to allow there to be boundaries. I have to allow a standard that I have to live by. I have to allow, my life is based on the words of the Father. The Most High will keep purging. There's a purging process. People don't be listening to the purging process, right? It can be something simple as, I think it's cool to get tattoos. But also I get sick behind that shit. That's the Most High trying to do what? He's trying to purge me. He's trying to purge me that I can be now more productive. I can be a better example. I can bring forth more fruit. I can do what David did. I can now be an example of righteousness so people can now have me as the example of righteousness. We're supposed to be working to continue to be more of an example of righteousness and learning, allowing myself to be cleaned up, so that I can be an example of righteousness so people can now follow me. He said, every branch that bringeth forth fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Go ahead.
St. John chapter 15 and verse 3, and it reads, Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
How do we get cleaned up?
Through the word.
That means that the life I was brought into, the world I was raised in from a baby, I hadn't even begun to get clean until now somebody started teaching me the Bible. And the more we allow our kids to live in this world without teaching them, they haven't begun to be clean. All they've learned is the traditions of the world. That's why we look at them, we're like, man, why are kids so worldly? Because you have not taught the word. You haven't made reading the Bible, or you haven't made sitting down and listening to the Bible. You haven't made that the tradition of your home. And when that's the tradition, we can start that process of cleaning our kids up. We start that process of cleaning up our families, our ribs, the whole nine, because I made the Bible the tradition. Now, granted, you got some people that, but I don't care if that's a tradition. They'll take some of it, but most of those people leave because they don't. That's a life that they're choosing they don't want, and there's nothing you can do on that. But how many people will choose righteousness, and now we are growing. We became fruitful because more and more people bought into that process of being cleaned up because they've given themselves to that lifestyle. Because that's what we're creating, the lifestyle. Read on verse 4.
St. John chapter 15, verse 4, and it reads, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine.
We got to be in the Word, man. We got to be in the examples, the scriptures, because that's the only way we're going to grow. That's the only way that we're going to exist. Because we watch more and more people die off. Even in the spirit, more and more brothers that went out to the world and just faded. Because they didn't stay in the tradition of they didn't stay in that environment. They didn't stay in a righteous environment so they could keep working on cleaning themselves and staying clean. Read on.
Con, we're at the bottom of St. John chapter 15 and verse 4. It says, well, I'll just start at the top again. It says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me.
Yeah, like Christ. I'm sorry, the bar. Of course, it's cool because the Most High showed Christ is done. Christ stayed clean because he held on to the Father. He allowed the Father to mold him. He said, we won't be clean until we allow the scriptures to be our environment.
Right. Our bond, our bloodline, our life. Yeah, our connection.
Our lifeline. That's a perfect example. That Christ let the Most High was his lifeline. I followed the traditions and I followed the things that the Father said were right. I followed that. Christ of the past, they're trying to connect us to that source. By us being in the book now, we're now learning to be connected, but we have to stay connected to the Bible, connected to the commandments, connected to that environment of righteousness. What we keep trying to do is we keep trying to fit in the world, and that world keeps us disconnected from the commandments. It'd be no different than brother, stop going to class. When you stop going to class, the only thing you did was disconnect yourself from that environment, from the vine. You disconnected yourself from the vine. You disconnected yourself from the husbandman, the person that was working, passing this thing down, working on your environment so you have a healthy environment to grow, for your spirit to grow. You've disconnected yourself from that when you stop being a part of the body. When you stop going to class, the only thing you do is disconnect yourself. And a lot of the suffering that our people are going through in this world is because they're disconnected from the source that brought about righteousness, mercy, love, the whole nine.
Life, even in itself.
There you go.
A righteous.
A good life. A righteous good life. Not this shit that we call life. I would hold it up, nothing but that sorrow and the shit you people going through these days. That's not living. The Most High is trying to show us if we did this and we stay connected, we'd really have a good life. What verse you at?
St. John chapter 15 and verse 6, actually.
Go ahead.
It says, if a man abide not in me.
Jump down to verse 7. No, I'm sorry. Right. Verse 6. Yeah, verse 6. I'm sorry. You're right.
Con.
6 and then 7.
Con. St. John chapter 15 and verse 6. It says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
They worth nothing. Read that again.
Right, because, Con. It says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
It's self-explanatory. You watch, you're worthless. You're good for firewood, bro. This person has made themselves worthless.
But
I've chosen not to abide in the word. I've chosen not to stay connected. What was you going to say, Gabar?
No, I was going to say they've cut themselves off.
Right.
Because when it says is cast forth as a branch, that means that branch has been cut off and now it's withered because it's not connected anymore. Or as people, as Israelites, we've cut ourselves off from the environment of life, the tree of life. Cut ourselves off from the righteousness that the tree or the vine brings forth. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, I touch it. No, you're right on here. I know exactly what you're saying, man.
Right.
You're right on point. You're not wrong in what you're saying, man. I've cut myself off. As soon as I cut myself off, as soon as I have decided, I've decided that I am done. Literally, I have decided that I am done. I don't want to live the life of the Most High. I want to get out here and smoke my weed. I want to get out here and live my life, man, do what I want to do. You disconnected yourself, man. Life is not – living your life is not doing what you want to do. Living your life is being loyal and in order with the Father. That's what life is based on. I have to be in order with the Creator, and I can't do that based on what I feel order is. There's an example in the scriptures that we're supposed to pattern ourselves after, and there was commandments that we're supposed to follow, and that's never going to change. Nobody gets to come and do what the hell they want to do. It doesn't work that way, man. I want you to read this, right?
Huh. Yes, sir.
I want you to read Job chapter 17, okay?
Huh. Job chapter 17.
Let's start at verse 1.
Job chapter 17, starting at verse 1. And it reads, my breath is corrupt.
Hold on. I got to read up. We
got to read up,
man.
That's it. That's 17 and 1.
Yeah, that was 17 and 1, but we got to read up some, though.
So go to
16, man.
Okay. Job 16 and...
We get to the point. The chapter's bad. I wish we had time to read the chapter. It's bad, but I wish we had time to read it. And we don't have to start at 1. We can start at... Well, I wanted to go as 9.
Okay.
I wanted to go as 9.
Con. So we're in Job chapter 17 and verse 9. And it reads...
Verse
8 and 9,
okay?
Yes, sir. Job chapter 17 and verse 8, and it reads, upright men shall be astonished at this.
Read that one more time.
Upright men shall be astonished.
Astonished?
Well, mine says astonished. A-S-T-O-N. IED, which means astonished. So
they're going to be astonished at this, right? Upright men shall be astonished at this.
Con.
Read on.
And the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite.
So you can have keep reading. Read on.
Verse 9, it says, the righteous also shall hold on his way. He that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger.
So you look at it, the cold catch to this, man, is about being an upright man. An upright man shall be astonished at this. You look at this world, you look at an upright man is going to look at this world and he's like, man, I don't fit. This don't make no sense. I can't, you know, it's like that person's always saying this, I can't believe this shit is okay. I can't believe that this is what motherfuckers are doing now. They have turned against the Father. That's a man that's fighting to be upright. rather than a man that's trying to get away from the commandment. I'm trying to get away from what everybody's following the Bible. I'm trying to get away from that. I'm trying to get away from the camp. I'm trying to get away from camp influences. I'm trying to get away from the environment of where I got to learn this is righteousness, and this shot in the world is something wrong out here. I'm
right.
astonished. I am like, I can't believe it. It says, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. I'm always going to oppose. I'm going to do what Christ did. The Pharisees, y'all are hypocrites, man. Y'all making this focus about washing hands. What about the negative of people's hearts? You don't care about that, but you will make a fuss about if somebody washed their hands. You're a hypocrite, man. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm trying to be righteous, so how I'm going to stir up myself against that? I'm going to fight to be even the example of more righteousness because I know your example. I don't got to fight you. I just got to be more of an example. Christ told the apostles, leave them alone. If the blind follow the blind, then they both going to go into destruction. Christ wasn't trying to burn their churches down. Christ wasn't trying to attack them. Christ didn't leave them alone. We're going to be a better example of righteousness. I'm going to stir up myself against you. So when you see me, and they see me, and they see you, they're going to see a person that's more of an example of the Bible. That's the only way we're supposed to be using to expose a hypocrite, because Christ left us the blueprint on how to expose a hypocrite. You keep doing right. You become more of an example of right. So this person is exposed for the negative that they're doing. Read on. It's nice. All right. Read on.
Right.
It says, verse 9 again.
Con. Job chapter 17 and verse 9, and it reads, the righteous also shall hold on his way.
On his what? The word way also means his method.
Right.
A righteous man is going to hold on to
his way of life, his environment, his everyday pattern of goodness.
You can even say this, Doc, the source that makes him righteous.
Right.
That righteous man is going to fight to hold on to that environment or that source that makes me righteous. You can look at a lot of us today when we end up suffering and going through what we've been going through because we let the Bible go. Then we got to stop believing the Bible. It don't mean you made your life better. It may sound that way. So you got people like, man, you know what? I felt like when I was in the camp or I was, you know, I was being an Israelite and in the camp, I felt like I was restricted. You were supposed to feel that. Feeling restricted is a normal feeling because the Bible restricts us. That is a normal feeling. That is the feeling you're supposed to feel. A righteous man is going to be afflicted. The affliction is I'm not going to be able to do whatever I feel. That is the way the world operates. People in the world do whatever it is they feel. So I decided to be gay because I felt that. I decided to get green hair. I decided to wear makeup. So I decided to smoke weed. I decided to get out here and drink and do fentanyl and heavy. I decided these things.
We made the choice.
Yeah, we don't have a choice. Our choice is righteousness. There are no choices. It's the Most High's way of nothing. There's not a choice. And that's a concept that we have not, that we don't want to accept. We don't want to accept that you don't have a choice in life. The only thing that the Most High expected from us is to stay connected to righteousness. Read that again.
Verse 9.
Son, Job chapter 17 and verse 9.
Uh-huh.
The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger.
You got to hold on to your way.
Right, and
you
as
know,
long as...
Go ahead. Con. I'm talking. No, don't say. There's your
no, I was as long as you stay in the righteous way or in that righteous environment, the easier it's going to become to hold on to that way of life, because you're doing the positive, the righteous things, the righteous rehearsal, the righteous every day that you rehearse, and you know you get stronger and stronger. It's like that's why it says you get stronger and stronger, because you're holding on to the righteous way or the clean way.
Brother, read verse 10. This is bad now. Read verse 10.
God. It says, but as for you all, do ye return and come now. For
Hold up. But as for you,
for you all,
read on.
Do ye return?
He said, do ye return? Meaning we went back to, we try to go back to the world. Because in the beginning of this thing, it was talking about, we can read verse 4. I'm going to read 4 real quick. Stay where you at, Gabar, verse 4. For thou hast hidden thine heart from understanding. Therefore shalt thou not exalt them. Therefore shalt thou not exalt them. For they speak flattery to their friends or to his friends. Even the eyes of his children shall fail. He said, ye have made me also a byword of the people. And aforetime, I was as a tabernacle. The point I was getting at is that this chapter that we're reading was about the spirit of people who left. They try to hide understanding. I'm trying to act like I don't know right from wrong. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I'm trying to bounce out. I'm trying to fit in the world, and I'm adjusting my life to how the video, how cats in the videos are, and the people I'm around, and not wanting to stand up as that righteous man. So the Most High said, but as for you all, do ye return and come now? For I cannot find one wise man among you. All of us that go out in the world, we're not using wisdom. All of us that disconnect ourselves from the camp, we're not using wisdom. We're not wiser in the eyes of the Most High. You're not out now. You know, it's like, you know what? It's that mind frame like now, you know, I'm going to go out here in the world and I'm going to show that I can serve the Most High. The Most High, like when you stay connected, you are serving me. When you were connected to the body, when you were connected to the camp, when you were connected to that righteous, upright source, then you were serving me. Now, since you stopped to break off and you had to do what you want to do, is I can't find one wise man among you. I say that because a lot of brothers that think the fact that they're not linked in or connected to the body, they ought to use some wisdom. So you a fool. Staying connected was the wisdom. Staying locked into the body was the wisdom that the Most High was trying to show us. This is what Christ did. No matter what went on, no matter what the Most High put Christ through, Christ stayed connected till his death. No matter what he put the apostles and the prophets through, they all stay connected to their death. And the Most High expected the same of us. I don't care what we go through, the Most High is expecting you to stay connected to the body, to the source, to the scriptures. If you started
learning to live upright. The way you started was the way you were supposed to continue. And don't play this damn game like I can stop being connected to Israel and the camps and the brothers that are teaching me and the understanding that's been dropped on me to get me wise. I can't try to live the lie that I can step away from this and now I'm walking in wisdom. We read in the scriptures, Joseph said, "For I cannot find one wise man among you." Verse 11.
Job chapter 17 and verse 11. And it reads, "My days are past.
Uh-huh.
My purposes are broken off.
Uh-huh.
Even the thoughts of my heart.
Really?
They change the night into day.
On,
the
man.
The light is short because of darkness."
Oh, brother, you gotta look at it. Of course, he said, "Brother, my days are past. My purposes are broken off." Now all of a sudden, you look at people that have left. And I like what he's showing. Like you look at people that have left. All day days are in the past. Now the glory days, the things. Man, I mean, I used to go to the mall, man. And we made $300 at the mall. That was in the past, right? Man, I mean, we used to go out and drop this truth, brother. We was out on the street dropping it, man. That was in the past. My purpose is broken off. Now the reason I got up every morning, it ain't there.
Right.
The reason I do what I do, it's not there. Even the thoughts of mine heart, they change the night into day. We think it's okay. All the wickedness that we do at night, we think that shit is okay. I live a whole different life now, right? My thoughts, the thoughts of my heart got me living a whole different life. The light is short because of darkness, because that's where I live anyway. If I wait,
the grave
is my house.
Damn.
You know,
death.
All I got coming to me is the grave.
So if you choose.
I have made. Oh, this is bad, right?
Right. It's directly correlated to I set before you the choice of life and death.
Life or death. But
right.
I've chosen, but now we understand how we died. We decided to break off.
Right. Or choose.
We did. Brother, we
choose our own understanding.
Right.
Or we chose the way of the world.
You understand when you broke off, you chose to follow your thoughts in your heart, not the Bible. You decided to follow the thoughts that were in your heart. You decided to follow the wisdom that you thought was wisdom, not the Bible. Because the whole time, you know, you have somebody telling you, "Listen, brother, don't leave. Listen, you ain't going to survive out here like this, bro. You need to be connected to the Most High." But I use something to justify me not staying a part of the body, not staying connected to that source that kept me upright in the eyes of the Most High. You know what I love about this? We all get afflicted. We all get offended. That's supposed to happen. All these things, that's what Christ said. That's what not Christ, but that's why the Bible said, or Paul said, "Who shall separate me from the love of the Most High? Or what?
Or
shall
what
separate us?" The scripture said, when you come to serve the Most High, prepare your spirit for what? For temptation. Those are the things you can't avoid. But the Most High is trying to show you, I'm looking at the scriptures that's showing us in Job, what's on the other side of this coin. What happens on the other side when you decide to break off? Now when I was, my purpose is serving the Most High, I've broken off from that. Even the thoughts in my heart, they change the night into day. They make it okay. They, like the thoughts in your heart started justifying what you do in the night. They start justifying that, huh? The thoughts in your heart made this shit okay. Come on, that's bad, huh? They made it okay.
Because you went on your own understanding. Because, you know, you were no longer trusting, what is it, Proverbs 3 and 5, where it says trust in the Lord with all thy might. Stay connected with all thy might. Hold on with all thy might and lean not to your own understanding. Or
that's a powerful scripture. But now you're going to say, well, your understanding take you.
Right.
It changes your perception of right and wrong. Your thoughts, the thoughts of your heart, they change the night into day. They make you think the way you living is right.
Right.
The light is shortened because of darkness. It says, if I wait, the grave is mine house. While you stay in that condition, the only thing you're getting yourself ready for is the grave.
Use the other metaphor of the light at the end of your tunnel.
That's it, brother. That's the only thing that you're preparing yourself for. You get out here and follow the shit that's in your heart and your mind. The only thing you're creating is your path to death. That's powerful. This is up real quick.
Come on. 14, Job chapter 17.
I'm sorry, the last part of 13 says, I have made my bed in the darkness. B14.
I have said to the corruption, thou art my father.
Damn.
To the worm, thou art my mother and my sister. We all know that the worm is in the dirt. So
what?
Exactly.
God, you know. No.
Wow. 15?
Verse 15, go ahead.
And where is now my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it?
Brother.
16. They shall go down to the bars of the pit when our rest together is in the dust.
That's all you look forward to out of death, God. You're not taking yourself on a path that brings you closer to the kingdom, God. You're not taking you on a path that takes you you're going to be on the right-hand side of the Father like Christ did. Christ was on the path. Christ followed the Most High, and Christ was put on a path that got him to the right-hand side of the Father. We have to connect ourselves to that source so that we can get to the right-hand side of the Father. But if we keep following our thoughts and the shit that's in our head, the only thing that is going to lead you is to the dust. That's the only thing you have coming to you is the grave. And with that, this is good class going on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of good understanding. It's very strong. You know what I'm saying? That we'll keep, hopefully, the bar reminding me so we can keep building on this. You know what I'm saying? But this is where this is about. It's about getting your mind right. We got to start getting our mind right. We have to accept that the place that we were born in, the traditions and the environment that we are born in is what has defiled us. And our road to being cleaned up is being connected to the store side. Cam, that was the source that was cleaning you up. The brothers that you was around that opened that book of checking that stuff in you, that is the source that cleans you up and gets you closer and closer to your destination of the kingdom. You follow your own understanding. The only thing you're on a course to the grave. So with that, We're gonna have everybody, man, have a great Sabbath day. You know what I'm saying? Scripture, remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. It is a Sabbath night from sundown to sundown. So we want everybody, man, if you can make it out to any camp that you're in, any camp in any state that you're in, that you can get to Sabbath service, go to the Sabbath service, man. This is about reconnecting if you have broken off that connection. You got to get connected. You got to get connected to the divine. And I don't care what people say. I don't care if people say, well, that don't mean I got to go to a camp. You're a fool if you don't think that. You know why I say that? Because you started in a camp. You started, somebody was sitting down teaching you the Bible because you didn't know nothing about it when you first opened the book. How could you start in righteousness and then now you're going to now continue to be righteous following your own understanding? You a fool, man. That's when we can talk about those thoughts. Take your butt back to class. Take your butt back into that environment and lock down and humble down and get back in that environment that keeps working on you. Because somebody, the Most High has somebody working on you and keeping you in the right mind frame. You don't got to agree. You don't have to agree with the person. You have to be obedient to the person. Because you don't know what the Most High is working on in you. The things in you are being cleaned up. That goes for all of us. There are things in us being cleaned up. We either have to agree. We weren't supposed to agree. We didn't agree when we first came in. You didn't agree. We just submitted. They weren't teaching you the wrong way because you know you're an Israelite. You know Christ is black. You know you're the Jews. And you know that you have to follow the commandments of the Father. So as long as they was teaching that and they keep now showing you where you're doing something against the Father or there's something in you that you have to work on, you were in the right place. You believe whatever lie you want to believe. But you weren't being taught wrong. The Most High was looking at the outlet. He's looking at the change and the connection. Somebody had you working on you and had you more connected to the Father than you've ever been. And that's something that we can't do on our own. There's no way that I'm going to stay connected to the Father following my thoughts. I need to follow the book. And I need somebody that's when my thoughts want to take over, they use the book to bring me back to the Bible, not my thoughts.
God, actually, if we could go to just one more scripture.
Yep.
On that, because you did mention that, you know, it is a Sabbath. It's Isaiah chapter 58, starting at verse 13, and I'm just going to read it through. I'll just read it through. And if you want to expound on it, then you go ahead, sir. All right. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 13, and it starts, "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. 14, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Most High hath spoken it."
Not just about the Sabbath, but I like the point you made. This is always about our life, living our life, not doing what you want to do, but it's about honoring the Father. And most people are in the condition that they're in because they live their life doing what they want to do, and they don't live their life honoring the Father. But as soon as somebody tells them something that goes against what they want to do, all of a sudden, I stop dealing. I break off. I can do my own thing. And they're not going to receive the blessings that the Most High had in store for the sons of Jacob. The Most High have in store for Israel. So with that, we're going to end this. We're going to say shalom and hopefully get ready to see everybody next Friday. Shalom.
Shalom.